let your actions speak louder than your words. Let your accomplishment just speak for itself. Just go out there and kick the ass. You know what I mean? Diversity means lots of different people from lots of different backgrounds, and you need to have lots of flavors of people. Mm-hmm. And these, they don't get it. They obviously don't. He doesn't. You can tell that he hasn't lived in the real world for 47 years.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Common sense.
It is time for another episode of the Mock and Daisy Show.
Hello, welcome, greetings, salutations.
Excuse my voice if my voice sounds weird. It's because I got the Rona.
You've got the Rona with a capital R.
Yes, I do feel very sexy right
now. I know,
now.
You really do. Yes.
This has been an interesting week in sports.
Look at us talking about sports today.
I know. I never thought we would do an episode on sports. I know. And here we are.
It's never going to happen again.
Probably not.
Probably.
But I mean, this was a big deal weekend in sports because for the very first time ever, there was a female kicker in SEC football.
Right. At Vandy, which is an SEC school. And I'm excited about it because you are an SEC girl by marriage. I'm an SEC girl by blood. And so, yeah, I mean, it's kind of exciting, right? You want to be excited. I'm a girl mom. So I want to be kind of excited about this story.
Yeah. So like when you first hear, oh, how cool, Vandy chose this female, Sarah Fuller, to be their kicker in their football game this weekend. Right. That's amazing. And so at first glance, it's like, oh, wow, that's go girl, go
girl
women.
Power. Yeah, you want to say girl power. Who doesn't want to look at their little girl and be like, girl power, you can do anything you want to do. If you want to go play football with the boys.
That's right.
Go get them, Tiger.
Now, as I understand it, because I did not watch the game, but Sarah Fuller took the opening kickoff of the second half against the Tigers, and she kicked 30 yards, and then that was downed at the Missouri 35-yard line, and that is the extent of her performance.
Her contribution.
In said game.
Right. So they pulled her. They pulled her in, mm-hmm. And from what I read, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Mock, because I didn't watch. I wasn't there. I haven't really cared much about football this year. I know that's terrible because I used to really give a crap about SEC football, like a lot, and I just haven't really given a lot of craps this year. Maybe it's the Rona.
Yeah. You know,
but I just haven't. My enthusiasm for SEC football has waned this year. But correct me if I'm wrong, but now they pulled her in partially because she's a girl. Mm-hmm. And also because a lot of the guys weren't available, right?
You mean are you saying pulled her in after her kick, or you mean pulled her into the game, in general?
In general, for the kick.
Oh, yeah. Well, so this is the source of the hullabaloo, right?
Right.
Because, so she's a soccer player.
Right, yeah. They usually are. That's usually who these girls are that end up kicking for football, that they want to kick for football. I have a couple cousins who play soccer who are girls, females. Mm-hmm. They're in high school. This is what happens. They try to, they don't recruit these girls, but they sort of get interested in, if they can kick really far, they're like, oh, well, these girls would be great as a kicker for, as an alternate for a football team or something. And wouldn't that be kind of neat? It's like a novelty, right?
Yeah. Except that, the question obviously is, does Vanderbilt not have a men's soccer team? Do they not have male kickers on that soccer team?
It's a great, great question.
I don't understand why. And so this is the reason for the hullabaloo. There's a lot of controversy about this going around now because people are saying, and I tend to agree with them, mm-hmm. that this was a massive publicity stunt and mm-hmm. not a whole lot more. This wasn't actually a thing where she was so incredibly needed. Her specific skill set was so incredibly needed and no one else could do it except for Sarah Fuller. That doesn't seem to be the case here.
No, no, I don't. I totally agree. And it's, but I think it was more, more so like, well, let's just say it was pandering. Is that
what's, I mean, the word? Just,
what's the, that word would be pandering, right?
It's kind, I mean, of how Kamala is the vice president elect.
Right. I mean, because it's like you, woman. Exactly. Let's just get real and call it what it is. I mean, I think you and I do that. And if we were having cocktails, which is what we do on this podcast, we talk to each other and we're like, listen, we're talking to our friends here.
Right.
Let's get real and call it what it is. And it's pandering. That's what it is. Now, I'm not saying that she's not talented.
No,
I'm not saying that I'm not saying that what she does isn't of value. I think that she brings great value. I just think that what they did was pandering. And that kind of is weird.
It's weird. And it's weird for a number of reasons. First of which is that she was just named the SEC Special Teams Player of the Week.
Yeah, that's
really
why. Is it? And it's because she is a woman? It's obvious.
Yes, because obviously. She made no actual contribution. She had no impact on the game.
Right.
So
right.
there's no reason to make her like the special teams player. That makes zero sense.
Because the bottom line is if she was a dude, if she was a soccer player that was a dude and that dude came in and did the same kick, would he have gotten that special award?
Nope.
No.
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 The reason that she got that little award and she got to give like some sort of halftime speech, which you could, I don't know, you could probably elaborate on that a little bit. But well, the reason she was able to do that is because she has girl parts.
Yeah. Literally because she has a vagina. That is it.
Right.
And that was the other source of the controversy. So yesterday there was a tweet from an ESPN reporter and this is Courtney Cronin, and Courtney Cronin tweeted, and I quote, "I just got off a Zoom call with Vanderbilt kicker Sarah Fuller, who detailed the halftime speech she gave and the reception it received. And she said," and I quote, "I had coaches come up to me and say, I've been wanting to say that for a while now." So she apparently gave some pep talk to the team during halftime, which does not happen like that. First of all, it doesn't happen with regular players. But second of all, it would not have happened with anybody else who was coming in to sub in for a kicker. This just would not ever happen.
Right. It wouldn't happen. No, it wouldn't. And so it begs the question, is that equality? Is that equality between men and women? Because, you know, feminists will always tell you that's what they want, right? They want equality. Well, is that equal?
No.
Is that equal treatment? I mean, it's kind of like going back to the whole Kamala thing. You know, you brought in this is why they wanted Kamala, right? They said, well, she's got brown skin and she's got female parts. That's why we want her to be VP. Because let's face it, the Democrats didn't want her. They rejected her wholly during the campaign process. They said, we don't want that chick. We don't want her to be president. We reject her. And they rejected her. And then at the 11th hour, they were like, well, damn, we need to get somebody who is, and clearly they said this out loud. I'm not just saying this to be crass. I'm saying this because they said out loud, we need a person that ticks this box. The person needs to be, you know, it needs to be a person of color, and it needs to be a person who has female parts. She'll do.
Yeah.
So how does it not
insult whoever's being considered?
Right. And that's
knowing that's why.
But she's not insulted. That's what is so weird to me. She's not insulted. And it seems to me that, you know, chick kicking the ball is not super insulted either. Because I would be like, listen, I just want to play. I just want to play, and I want to be treated like everybody else. I want to be treated like these. Because I think it's cool that she's doing it. I have no problem with her doing it. It's just that I would want to be treated like one of the guys. If you're going to do it, be treated like one of the guys. It's kind of like these chicks that want to go in and they want to be Navy SEALs. Seriously. Yeah. First of all, get a grip. and then second of all, like, don't try to dumb down standards. Or like, if like chicks who go in and they want to do, you know, say they want to do some sort of like special, I don't know, I'm making this up as I go along, with special firefighter something or other, and they want to dumb down the standards. You can't do that. Either do it all out and be just like the dudes and don't ask for any special treatment, or don't do it. because otherwise you're not equal. And I think that's where I have a, that it's not, I think it's, that's where I have a problem with all this equality stuff. Women want special treatment. Right. They don't want equality. They want special treatment. That's what
and a
they
different
want.
Set of rules.
Right.
Because if she really wanted equality, she wouldn't have been like rushed off the field after her kick because she's a girl and she can't take the hits.
Right.
Right. She that wouldn't have been a thing.
And take the hits. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And she would have said, "No, I'm not going to give a halftime speech. It's not my place because it's not the place of any player to do that. That's a coach job."
Right.
And yet here she is. You know, she's giving. In the pep talk, she's saying we need to support each other and blah, and she's and then she's saying, oh, the coaches are all telling me, I've been wanting to say that for so long. Seriously, I read what she said in her halftime speech, and it was literally like, it was, we need to lift each other up and we can't get down on ourselves and yay rah. It was all that. I mean, it wasn't like some awe-inspiring speech. It was just normal pep talk stuff.
Yeah.
And so the fact that she's saying out loud that some coach said, oh my God, you said things that I've been wanting, that I've been longing to say. Why don't you just say them?
Right. And you know that the coaches, you know, what are the coaches supposed to say? Like, what are they supposed to say? It was total pandering. And, you know, I mean, are they going to say what we're saying right now? No, they can't say that. They'll get fired from their jobs because nowadays you have to be completely politically correct. You have to say all the right things or you're basically marched off of a university campus. There is no such thing as free speech anymore. You can't say what you want to say. You can't say the things that we're saying. You know? Just can't.
The whole thing is so, to me, it feels like the emperor's naked. You know what I mean? It's like one of those emperors wearing clothes types of where everybody knows what's happening, but nobody wants to admit what's happening.
Right. You can't
I don't know why we're doing that.
And it sucks because it's like, listen, I go back to the whole, what she's doing is not a bad thing. It's how it's being presented, you know, it's how let your actions speak louder than your words. Let your accomplishment just speak for itself. Just go out there and kick the ass. You know what
I
mean? Right. Go out there and be a girl and be a powerful, strong girl and kick ass and let that speak for itself. Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to being able to just do that and then not be like, just not have this pandery, you know, I need special treatment thing. I just, that's what I want my girls to be like. I just want them to go out there and kick all the ass.
Hi, I'm Sarah Carter. On every edition of the Sarah Carter Podcast, I say we're taking back the story. And that's exactly what we have to do. Whether it's the Russia hoax, the relentless attacks on President Trump, pretending Antifa doesn't exist, or covering up for the repressive Chinese government, the mainstream media isn't interested in the truth. It's up to us to uncover the truth and share it with others. Please join me in taking back the story on the Sarah Carter Podcast. Subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it would have been actually really amazing if Vandy had had a tryout and she was the best person.
Right.
Then there would have been cause to celebrate, right?
Right.
Then it would have been like, look at her go.
Right.
But no, she was just sort of hand-plucked and thrown in there mm-hmm. and no one else was really given a chance. And so why is that cool? Why is that
exactly?
Why is that something to celebrate? I don't get it.
I totally agree. I totally agree.
It's kind of the same thing, like where now the left and the mainstream media is all like celebrating the fact that Joe Biden has chosen a female communications team.
Oh, my God.
As if he's done something extraordinarily new.
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy that they're saying this. In fact, they're just fawning all over him. And did you see Kayleigh McEnany's response to this? Of course, because, you know, they're saying like this is the first one. That's what's, of course, you know, you can go back to our media because our media is completely irresponsible and they don't know. I want to say they don't know what they're doing, but I think that this is actually calculated and it's manipulative and it's terrible. It's mean spirited. And I think they know exactly what they're doing here. They're lying. They're completely lying. But Kayleigh McEnany and a bunch of other people on the Trump communications team are like, wait a second.
Yeah.
You don't get to say that. You don't get to say that this is the first time that, you know, that this has ever happened because there are hundreds and hundreds of women have worked for Trump. hundreds of them. And then when it comes to the transition team and you know, not the transition team, but this communications team for Trump, I mean, look at all the women that worked for him that are like, hello, are you paying attention to us? Hello, well, we're right here.
Being one of them.
Right.
Kaylee's like, we've been doing communications. I am the press secretary. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was the press secretary before me.
Yeah.
And nobody cared. It's the same people who are like, oh my God, Joe Biden is so amazing for doing this, did not have anything to say about it when Trump did it.
Yeah. It's like, do you not remember all the spankings I gave you? Good Lord, media.
I mean, they had
I don't want to say juniors, but they had men who worked for them who actually got out on Twitter who were vouching for them going, hello, you dumb craps. Like, we're out here, we're working for Kaylee and we worked for the women before her. Are you blind? Hello.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so obvious.
Yeah.
That's what makes me crazy is I'm just like, how do leftists even, but they do, like leftists, they defend this because they say, well, this time it's different because every single person in Biden's communications team is female. Every single one.
Well, then that's not indicative and representative of the United States. Because that's not how it works in this country. It's like if you go to a company like the company that I work at, it's not all women. That's not all women that work there. That's not how the world works. Corporations don't work like that. So then why should his staff, why should his communication staff work like that?
It's almost like it's pandering.
Right. It's completely pandering. And, you know, furthermore, it's not just Trump's. It wasn't just Trump's staff or is not just Trump's because, I mean, he's still president, FYI. But it's not just Trump's communication staff that was, you know, mostly women. It was VP Pence. It was FLOTUS. And it was the second lady. You know, they all hired women. Mm-hmm. And it was representative of the United States. That's how they did it. And that's how it should be done. It should be diverse. It shouldn't just be like, we're going to hire all women or we're going to hire all brown women. That's not how the world should work. I mean, that's not how corporations work. At least not, that's not how they should work. Private companies work. So I'm not sure why Joe Biden would want to go in there and be like, I'm going to hire all women on my communications team. What about the men?
I know. I mean, it's just,
what about gay men? It's like, what about transgender people? Like, what about all these people? I thought you were going to be diverse, you know, because diversity means lots of different people from lots of different backgrounds. And you need to have lots of flavors of people. Mm-hmm. And these, they don't get it. They obviously you can tell that he hasn't lived in the real world for 47 years.
I mean, the whole thing, that's pandery. The Sarah Fuller thing is pandery. It mm-hmm. always leads back to pandering.
A lot of pandering.
There's some pander pants.
A lot happening. Of pander pants that they got from Penny's. All the pander pants. Our country, man. Our country is just crazy right now.
It is crazy. And, you know, what is also crazy is how when we talk about the liberal media and we talk about how in the tank the liberal media is, Hollywood is, everybody is for the left.
Yes.
I know that's when conservatives get turned off from feeling like they have to support those products, right? That's why people are so into boycotts.
Right.
That's why conservatives choose to not, you know, watch movies by certain liberal actors or whatever, and they don't want their money going to support liberal causes.
Right,
and
right.
That is why I think it's important that people who listen to our show especially know about AMAC, which is an alternative to AARP. Mm-hmm. And yes, I am old enough to have a membership.
Listen, I'm like right there. I'm right there with you. I'm like a year away. And, you know, I personally can't afford, just like most people can't afford, I can't afford to give my money to left-leaning organizations, nor do I want to. Mm. And we're talking like the liberal media, television news, social media, they're all trying to just squelch us. And AMAC doesn't do that. You know, they don't do that. And we have a unified voice with AMAC to combat the left. You get a voice in Washington with them, and they're basically like, it's like activism, but you also get great discounts, which I love. I love that. And it's cheap. They're fantastic and they offer a lot. They can answer all your questions about Medicare, supplemental insurance, Social Security, under 65 health insurance, and just tons more. The discounts are great though. I love all the discounts.
And they've got different kinds of membership options that you can choose from, all of which are like, you know, definitely less than what you spend on coffee. But anyway, that is why we stand with AMAC, and it's a great alternative to AARP. Plus they don't send you constant mailers, which just junk up your mailbox.
Yes.
And we hope you support them too. We encourage you to join AMAC today, amac.us/chicks, amac.us/chicks. The benefits, as we mentioned, of membership are fantastic, but the cause is even better. Join today, amac.us/chicks.
Do it. Way,
also, because I know we've been talking about women and women's issues and women in sports.
Yes.
We also need to talk about women with respect to the Me Too movement. Do you remember when the Me Too movement sprang out of its womb?
Yes.
The Time's Up organization.
I do. I remember it like it was yesterday. And then it went on for like, a couple years, and it's still like going.
Oh, it's a thing. It is a thing.
Uh-huh.
But interesting article that I saw over the weekend about the Time's Up organization. Because, you know, it was the whole reason that Hollywood celebrities got real into it. And by the way, one of the celebrities that did was Ashley Judd, who, you know, I hate with the fury of a billion suns.
Oh, yeah.
She's one of the premier people behind the whole Time's Up charity.
One of the spearheaders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they set up that organization to help fight sexual harassment in the workplace for women who could not afford legal representation, they were feeling harassed and they needed legal help and couldn't afford it. So this whole thing, if you sent money to the Time's Up charity, you were saying, yes, please use this money to help women fight their sexual harassment battles in court. So they earned, like, just for an example, because they started up in 2018, they raised, the Time's Up Foundation and Time's Up Now Inc. raised $3.6 million in their first year.
That's a lot of money. Oh my God. Oh my gosh.
A lot of money. And now the news apparently turns out that less than 10% of that was actually spent on helping the women who had sexual harassment cases. Less than
10%. So the rest of it was spent on like admin stuff?
Yeah. In fact, they say the filings for 2018 show that $312,001 was spent on the legal defense fund, while $1.4 million was spent on salaries.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then more than $157,000 was spent on conferences at luxury resorts, and then $58,000 spent on travel.
You've got to be kidding me.
Can you even?
God, and people just give their money to these folks. It's crazy.
I know. It's just unreal.
It is, and they just willingly take it. They just take it. You know, shame on Ashley Judd.
I know. Shame on all of them. Now,
shame on all of them.
The main, like the spokespeople for Time's Up, they're saying, well, no. That's just because anytime there's an organization like ours, there's always startup costs.
Oh, right.
And so now it's like way better. And
yeah,
now,
right. You know how much it costs to start us up? Zero. I mean, we're still in startup mode. We've been doing this for 13 years? Are you kidding me? Give me a break. I don't buy that. That is a bunch of crap. If you believe that, I'm sorry, you have your head so far up your butt. That is a bunch of crap. There are no startup costs. There are no startup costs with that garbage. Sorry. They should have, there are charities out there who take like zero in administrative costs. They do it and they know how to do it. There are ones that do it well.
Yeah.
And then they give money. They literally take it's the exact opposite. It's like 10% for the admin salaries and then 90% for the charity. They are doing it wrong. Those people are stealing. Shame on them.
It's disgusting. It's just disgusting. I know a lot of different media outlets have covered that, surprisingly.
Unbelievable.
The Time's Up people were forced to address it, and that's what they're saying. It was just, it was a startup year. And so, you know, we had startup costs.
They're so full of crap. shame on them. They're thieves. They're thieves. Unbelievable.
It is. It's absolutely incredible. Super glad to be doing another weekly edition of our show. We're going to be doing that again next week, obviously. And we've been doing daily episodes of the Mock and Daisy show as well.
We have. So everybody needs to check those out. Make sure that you're subscribing, because we're going to be shut down on Facebook like any day now. Because talk about just like we were talking about the squelching and AMAC and all that kind of stuff. They're about to squelch us. Like, we're 2 seconds away. So make sure that you're subscribing on YouTube to the Mock and Daisy show. We're there every day and we do this once a week. And I've heard we got some reviews. Did we get some reviews?
We have a couple. One of them is mad. One person is mad, and then the other one is very happy with us. Jay Wensley wrote about the Daily Daisy and Mock. Daily Dish works. Unadulterated, uninhibited, uncensored chicks gets my morning off to a lively start.
That's so nice. That wasn't mad. He wasn't mad.
That wasn't mad. But anti-socialist is what the mad person goes by. And they said about our podcast, not common sense or conservative. Obvious why the other one left the radio show. Not supporters of the president.
What?
I know. And then it says, sees nothing wrong with the last election. Idolaters, stay away. And I was like, yeah, idolaters should stay away, because idolaters are crazy.
I'm not really sure.
Someone who actually is going to idolize and not ever criticize someone ever, that is a problem.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what they, So this person's mad that we're not like aligned with Trump all the time. Is that what that person is mad about?
If we do not fall lockstep with what Trump says every minute, we are okay with every action, every behavior, every word that comes out of his mouth, we are not we're not enough of a supporter for him. And that's that.
Well, you know, that's okay. Well, then that's okay with me.
Yeah, I'm fine with idolaters staying away.
Well, go find yourself another podcast where they are lockstep with that guy all the time. I guarantee you, like, his kids aren't.
I know.
Yeah,
that's so dumb about that whole. Kinda, that. I saw that review and I was like, seriously,
this is gonna be a good one. Kind of creepy, dude. A little creepy. All right. Okay. Well, it was fun. You guys, enjoy your week, and we'll be back here. Same bat time, same bat channel.
That's right. We'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Hi, I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday on the Three Martini Lunch as we dissect the day's good, bad, and crazy news. Each day, you'll get our original and fun insights into everything from presidential politics to the war on punctuation to Jim's hammering the media's pathetic efforts to turn Andrew Cuomo into a hero.
And he's got everything. He's got the personality. He's got the brother. He's got the charm. He's got the jokes. Greg, he's got everything except the actual success.
Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.